Yeah, that's an interesting ending anyway. So we were moved there from an Algerian compilation to a Brazilian one. That was none other than a great new Brazilian record. It's Underground Sounds of Urban Brazil, Hip Hop, Beats, Afro and Dub, Daora. That track was by Curumin and it was called Vestido de Prata. And you know, I think actually that tune for tune, the Brazilians are really the most cutting edge of all the musics that we hear on this programme, World on Three, at the moment. And I think actually our stage at WOMAD the weekend before this one really showed that the Brazilian acts really were the cutting edge. They really pushed the envelope. But I've got some guys in the studio who are actually dancing to it. These guys are actually from Teesside. There are three of them, Sean Cooney, David Eagle and Michael Hughes, and they're going to sing for us right now. The Young'uns.
Teesside music is nowhere near as cutting edge as Brazilian music, I'm afraid. But here we go.
Process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and a poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. I've worked among the spinners, I've breathed in the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and an ion makes you choke. I've stood knee-deep in cyanide, been sick with a caustic burn. Been working rough and seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
There's
overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young lads like the money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on this job, you'll pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. But you go.
The Young'uns, I think we need to talk. Stay where you are. You can hear me and I can hear you. Let's just talk about cutting edge for a moment, cutting edge music. I mean, it's all very well being self-deprecating, you lot, but like out of covers bands has come great music. I'm thinking, for example, of the Beatles. I think the cutting edge baton gets passed around the world. And it's always changing. I'm just saying that at the moment there's a peak of it happening, I think, in Brazil. But also, I hear, now on Teesside too. So welcome, Sean Cooney.
Hello, Max.
Welcome, David Eagle.
Hello, Max.
And welcome, Michael Hughes.
See something original, Michael.
Good evening, Max.
Oh, well done, Michael, you.
I can see this is going to be quite a long interview. So tell me about that song. What was it called?
It was the Chemical Workers song, Max, and it was written by our first hero of traditional music, the wonderful Mr. Ron Angel, who's well into his 80s now, Ron, and he's written dozens and dozens of songs about our industrial home, Teesside, and he wrote that when he was working at ICI, and it's travelled the world, and we're just really proud to sing it everywhere we go.
And I think you told me earlier that Ron, it was, who gave you your name.
It was, yeah. About 10 years ago, as 17-year-olds, we stumbled into a pub in Stockton-on-Tees. Shouldn't be saying this, really.
And, is that because you'd been drinking before you got there?
And we discovered a folk club, and Ron was the leader and the MC and the inspiration behind the music. And he said, oh, we've got some young'uns in tonight. And the name just stuck, and ever since then we can't get away from it. We're still
it becomes increasingly more embarrassing, obviously. And it was Miriam Kennedy, actually, who normally does this show, who said who gave us the accolade of very, very good music, but truly dodgy name. And so we've used that on our Facebook ever since. So she bears that. I must apologise to Miriam Kennedy, who's feeling ill. That song can't have really. She's listening to this, can't have made her feel particularly good. Talking about knee deep in cyanide and that kind of thing, and blood and guts and gypsum.
No, I'm sure it was probably just a dodgy macaroni cheese.
She's probably not even listening anyway, to be honest, Max. She's probably listening to all the X Factors that she's Skyplussed. We know what she's really like behind closed doors.
Now, Teesside, amongst other areas of the North East, is very rich in songwriters and local songs. I mean, for example, there's you for a start, isn't there?
I suppose so. I'm very much a beginner in terms of songwriting, but I'm inspired by the great songwriters who emerged from the kind of 1950s folk revival. And in our part of the world, we had the wonderful Graham Miles, who sadly died a couple of months ago. But Graham, he was actually born down south, and it's a brilliant story, Max, because he got to Teesside in the late 1940s, and he realised there were no songs about Teesside. The Geordies had their songs, the Yorkshire lads had their songs, there was Lancashire songs, but Teesside didn't have any songs. So Graham set himself a challenge. He said, I'm going to give myself 20 years and I'm going to write them. And he did. He wrote hundreds of songs about our part of the world. And when we first heard those songs 10 years ago in the folk clubs of the North East, we were just so inspired. We thought, well, that's folk music. They're singing about things, places, people that we know. And from then on, that's all we wanted to do.
The great thing about Graham Miles is if he didn't know something, rather than just writing a song about it, he'd really go and live and breathe that culture, you know. So he'd sort of go down mines, he would go sort of on farms and sail and that kind of thing, and really kind of live that life that he was writing about. And I think that's what's so...
Yeah. What it kind of makes his songs more authentic,
really,
doesn't
authentic,
it?
That's
yeah.
true. And by the way, we just heard finally there from Michael Hughes, the guitarist, who just managed to get a word in.
Absolutely, this is usually the case, this, Max.
I you have my every sympathy.
Well, but, don't worry, you'll be doing a dramatic monologue a little bit later on.
Hang on, I was just going to say though that Sean, you have managed to flog one of your songs to Becky Unthank, haven't you?
Oh yes, really pleased with that. Becky Unthank has just recorded One December Morn, which is one of my songs about the bombardment of Hartlepool in the Great War, which obviously is the anniversary of which is going to be next year. And she's recorded that on an album with Martin Green from Lough. So we're really, really pleased about that.
Fantastic. So political songs. You're going to sing us a political song next, I believe. So before you tell us about that song, do you do many political songs?
I suppose we do. It's interesting on kind of coming into the folk scene, and there's lots of kind of left wing politics involved, and that's something we're proud to kind of voice. It's interesting though in the folk world, because there's lots of songs about other things like fox hunting and whaling, and it's hard to kind of maintain a steady course, I suppose, and to get that mix between historical accuracy and what you believe in. But this song is certainly something we are very proud to sing, because it's about the Battle of Stockton. And 80 years ago this year, Oswald Mosley decided that the people of Stockton-on-Tees, who were suffering great hardship and mass unemployment and great deprivation, he decided that they were ripe for fascism. And so he bust in 100 of his black shirts, his notorious jack boots, to hold a rally in the town. And when they marched over the Victoria Bridge into Stockton High Street, they were met by 2,000 local people who said, no, you're not welcome here. And we just thought, well, we've got to write a song about that.
So this is your song?
It is.
And it's called The Battle of Stockton?
Yeah. It was Sunday morning in Stockton town, and last night's vomit was warm on the ground,
A church bell whispered, and the river gave a sigh, and both remembered days gone by. Like a Sunday morning in 33, when our grandfathers were desperate and hungry, and black clouds gathered along the water side. Jackboots came marching, and the river cried. It was Sunday evening in Stockton town, and the blood of battle was warm on the ground. 100 black shirts turned and ran, the church bell echoed, and the river sang. Now it's Sunday morning, and the fight is o'er, and all the world may not care or know, but the tease remembers as she winds her weary floor, when our grandfathers, our hungry grandfathers, our desperate grandfathers said no.
The young'uns who we've lucky enough to have live in the studio on World on 3 tonight. That was The Battle of Stockton, written by their in-house composer, Sean Cooney. And what was really nice about that, I thought, was that somehow or other, having the guitar and the accordion, you kind of referenced the Spanish Civil War and the left-wing International Brigade that went out and fought for the Republicans, and probably some people came from Stockton.
Fantastic.
Glad you noticed that, yes.
Yes, I noticed. Anyway, more in a bit, lads, as we say. Wonderful mixture of marimba and rock there, really. Petite Noire. It's the name of the artist, and the name of the track is Noirs. And he, I think, is a South Londoner called Yannick Ilunga. His background is Congolese, Angolan, and, of course, UK. And I think that's the start of a new career right before our very eyes. And he's signed to Domino, which isn't known as a label which does a lot with world music artists, but now perhaps they do. Now, in the studio, we've got the young'uns, and actually, David Eagle was playing the piano to that track. What do you make of it, David?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Yes, I was having some great fun doing that. We could perhaps do like a Jules Holland thing where I just sort of busk over all the songs. Perhaps not, perhaps not.
I think actually perhaps not. What about... before that was Bette Ellis, Ozark fiddle player with Straight to Hell. What did you make of her?
Oh, really good, actually. Yeah. We were dancing away in the studio. It was great.
Yeah, well, perhaps a tour of the Appalachians. The Young'uns and Betsy. Anyway, you're going to do a tune for us now called Harbour Voice. So
we
be
are,
it.
Yeah. Do you want to say something 20 seconds about the song, Mr. Gooding?
It's a song, another one of ours, and it's inspired by the beautiful, sleepy fishing town of Hartlepool,
where they say there's a ghost on every corner.
I hear a voice singing in the harbour, calling me to dream, but it's only the ghost of a song singing time that's been. I see a ship sailing past the pierhead, but it's only the ghost of a break with nothing left to bring. I see two forms wrapped up in the moonlight, calling me to cry, but they're only the ghost of love that promised
voice singing the harbour, harbour voice, calling me to dream. You're a poet, aren't you? That's the truth, Sean Cooney.
Oh, you're very kind, man. Do you know what? I'm inspired by so many different things, Max, and that I got pinched that idea from a beautiful card I received. I did a songwriting project with a group of kids in Hartlepool a couple of years ago, and I got a thank you card, and on the front was a picture of a pretty harbour and a caption that read, the lights twinkle brightly, calling us to dream. Oh. And I thought, I'm having that.
Okay, well, this is we're very near the end of our session with the young'uns, but we're lucky enough to have them in the studio tonight on World on Three. Those harmonies, so where do you think you got those harmonies from? Who taught you harmony, or did you just pick it up?
Supernatural, divine intervention. I think it's just an organic thing that comes, but I think we certainly got our roots in terms of harmony through the singing of like folk stalwarts. You know, the thing about the folk scene is that anyone just sings, you know, and it's just a wall of sound. You have like sing-arounds where anyone can just take a turn at singing songs, and then people, by the, you know, they'll learn the chorus or whatever, or they'll know the chorus, and then this wall of harmony comes in. And when you've got a lot of opera and classical music and that kind of thing, you've got songs that the harmonies are kind of maybe not incidental, but they're kind of in the background, and they have to be quieter than the actual melody. Not in folk music, it's every man for himself a lot of the time in these folk clubs, and it's just a wall of harmony, brutal at times.
But for us, Max, the thing is that I suppose that the harmonies themselves are organic, because we take a song, and we take a song that we like, whether it be one of Sean's or whether it be a traditional song or another song from the wide folk tradition, and we kind of make our own, don't we, really, with I normally take the top part, Dave normally takes the bass part, and then we kind of think about what discords could we use to kind of represent.
Well, yeah, obviously you think about how themes, can you do the different ideas, music and that kind of thing. Yeah. But yeah, it is very much an organic process, so there's no musical score.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that, I'm wondering how you do that with those harmonies. Apparently you rehearse by Skype. Really? I've tried to rehearse by Skype.
Where did you get this from? This is quite interesting. We do
You've
joke.
Obviously been in one of our Skype rehearsals.
Yeah,
Max,
yeah, we do joke, but there is obviously a bit of a delay with that. So
yeah, I've also found that one person cuts the other one off, so that if it's your voice and someone's playing guitar on the other side.
Yeah, I prefer that. I prefer just to hear myself, to be honest. So that's fine by me.
Is that what your Skype rehearsals are all about?
Yeah, me and Skype test call service. we do a great duet.
So are you saying it's not true then?
We have tried ideas out, but to be honest, now we do most of our like sort of rehearsing in the car and that kind of thing. And you know, it's a bit of an annoyance at times, because some of the songs sound absolutely brilliant with a car engine and the sound of indicators and stuff and the sound of the sat nav over the top, and then you actually go to perform it and you think, oh, maybe we should rehearse this a bit more.
Or bring the sat nav in with you.
We could do in a car engine.
A lot of our rehearsals though, Max, are not rehearsals per se, really. I mean, we'd take a song, we'd talk about it, maybe go through it once, but the way in which we kind of improve the song is actually by performing it live and engaging the audience reaction.
We go, that's brilliant. If people do, then we change it.
Absolutely. But I hear that you've recently... Well, I can see, actually. No, I can't, because you haven't given me a CD yet. But if you had given me a CD, I would have noticed that you've been signed by Navigator Records, and like your first couple of CDs were self-produced. So does this mean that your whole career is stepping up? Because
we all received our P45s, and we decided to go professional. It was when we got the call from Radio 3, we thought, that's it now.
So you're going to do proper rehearsals, not rehearsals in the car
maybe,
or on Skype?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on WhatsApp now.
We've moved up in the world.
Excellent. And so what does the future hold? Are you going to go the Mumford's route or the Carthy's route?
Probably the Carthy's route. I don't know, actually, to be honest.
That's a tricky one. Can we do a hybrid? Let's do a hybrid.
We've got big plans for the future. We've got an autumn tour from the end of October to December all over the country, and then we're in the studio again in September, and our next album will be out on February the 10th.
Okay, well, we'll wait for that, but we can't wait any longer for this next song. I see it's a French song.
It is, yeah. Well, we thought in the spirit of this wonderful programme, which we're delighted to be on, we'd just like to say thank you to you, Max, and everybody here for looking after us. We're going to sing a French sea shanty. We've always loved sea shanties, and a lot of people think that sea shanties are kind of English and stuck in the ways, but they're not. British sailors picked up songs from all over the world, and in that tradition, we're going to sing a French song for you now.
Excellent.
Pour trouver ma tosse mais. Oh mais boy, alors la la. Pour trouver ma tosse mais. Oh mais boy, alors la la.
Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue.
On me met, j'ai navigué,
on me poi à la la.
On me met, j'ai navigué,
on me poi à la la. Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue.
Le met de nord, on me du sud,
on me poi à la la.
Le met de nord, on me du sud,
on me poi à la la. Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue.
Dans les grandes fontaines, m'espérez,
on me poi à la la.
Dans les grandes fontaines, m'espérez.
On me poi à la la. Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue.
Un coup à l'aim sui couché,
on me poi à la la.
Un coup à l'aim sui couché,
on me poi à la la. Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue.
Pour le trouver ma tosse,
mais on me poi à la la.
Pour être trouvé ma tosse.
On me poi à la la. Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene, je vous navigue, Ingalamalene, jolly maline, Ingalamalene,
je vous navigue.
Pique la Baleine. That's the last tune from the Young'uns, who are in here doing a live session for World on 3. Thanks very much, Sean Cooney, David Eagle and Michael Hughes. You can see them in London at the Green Note on Monday, and they're at folk festivals every weekend virtually this month. So just have a look at their website, the Young'uns. Thank you very much.